Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm The Other Mark. 3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a sex in a driveway.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, chaps.
Evening,
Rob. Are you all right?
Evening,
all right,
absolutely.
You
know,
marvellous.
It really just threw me when you use different words.
I knew it.
It really does. I know it's something as simple, but you know when you're expecting something to come out of someone's mouth and then it changes, it almost like my brain goes, oh, has something gone wrong?
Yeah, something's not right.
Something else I've got to edit.
Are there some chaps here?
Yeah. Oh, all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
How's your leg feeling?
Oh, a bit better, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not gone.
Leg's not gone.
I went to doctors and they gave me tryptophan.
What I said, I guess. I took some of them too.
They gave you a trip to the trampoline.
Yeah.
That's not good. No.
That was the worst thing that could have happened. Yeah. No, they gave me I can't say. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
They gave you some tablets.
It's a very strong drug.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's like a nerve relaxant.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still there, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was.
I hate to pee on your bonfire, but apparently the stuff like that can last up to like 6 and 7 weeks.
Oh, marvellous.
I mean, mine didn't. Mine was really, really bad for about a week. And then I started taking them tablets. I got the same, but they gave me naproxen as well.
Right.
And after about 2 days taking them, it started to ease and it went.
So 6 or 7 weeks, and that you'll just be recovering when you decide to jump out of an aeroplane.
Oh, yes.
And land on the floor at very fast speed.
Yeah, break your leg. Yeah. Or I'm going all the way down with sciatica. Going, I need to move my leg. Oh, I need to move my leg. I don't think I'll be saying that, will I? I need to move my leg.
But glad it's feeling a bit better, man.
Thanks.
I'm sure it'll be all good. Everyone else all right?
Yeah. Really good.
All good. Any news?
No. Like what? What sort of news?
I just wonder. I'm just being friendly. It's not a loaded question. No, I was just being friendly.
Oh, hi. Calm down. Keep your head on.
Well, I've got some.
I'm going to say, are you okay?
Hey, go on. Do you know what? I just want to have a little rant. Can I have a turn to have a rant?
Well, that's why you're in a bad mood then.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I'm in a bad mood, right?
No, I know.
Rant it.
Yeah,
I could have a rant because all my shares have plummeted.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on then.
So, right. Subway.
Under the ground
the shop
the where you get sandwiches from.
Okay.
And stuff, okay.
Ooh, I love a good Subway.
Yeah.
Italian BMT.
I've got a feeling Kirk doesn't.
Absolutely. Well, no, I do like Subway, but obviously trying a healthy eat or whatever, and it's a good place to go for a salad.
You said they don't do keto.
Okay, well, they do salad, so it's fine. No, they don't do keto bread, but I understand that, but they do salad, that's absolutely fine. So I was in Meadowhall. Right? It was probably about 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
So it was quite quiet.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So I thought, I'm going to get a Subway salad to take home for my tea.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So I went into Oasis, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Oasis were dead.
Right.
Right. Few people in it. Right.
Right.
Few people.
Right.
This is right a lot.
Right. Right.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Saw Subway, walked over. All right. Have you been to Subway recently?
No.
No,
last time it's not an odd question. I mean, you forgot.
Well, yes, but we're in Philippines.
All right. Well, so, probably a little bit different. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Walked up. Right. Bear in mind, nobody waiting, nobody ordering, nothing. Okay. Went up. There's two blokes stood behind the counter. All right.
Right.
Fine. All right. But there's these screens in front of you. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So. Right. So, you know, like, in McDonald's and everything, they've got the screens, but they're on, like totem poles, and the before your ordering point, you go up to them, you order your food, right? Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm thinking they've got, like, COVID screens up or something. Like, Perspex screens.
To order
you mean
stuff.
Touch screens? Yeah. Right, okay.
I'm with you. These are attached to the front of the counter.
Right.
So, I went up, and I thought, I'm looking at the guys behind the counter.
Right.
Because
right.
There's no one there. Right. Oh dear.
Right.
Okay. And I'm thinking, are you going to say hello? Are you... Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I thought, right.
Right. Right.
Okay. Right. So I went to press the screen. Nothing happened.
Right.
So I thought, right. So right. I went to the screen next to it.
Right.
Pushed it, Nothing happened. Pressed it.
Is the screen on?
Yeah, the screen's on. It's got adverts on. You know, order your food, blah, blah, blah.
But nothing's happening.
But touching the screen, nothing's happening.
Right.
So I looks up, says to the guys.
Right.
Says to the is it easier if I just tell you my order, what I want? No, sorry, we're not allowed.
What? We're not allowed?
We're not allowed.
We can't talk to you.
You've got to order it through the screen.
The screens that don't work.
So I'm like, I'm pressing the screen. Look, I'm looking at him in the eye as I'm pressing the screen. Right?
Right.
I'm like,
right.
They don't seem to be working. Right. Answer? Try another one.
What? Well, there's only two, aren't they?
There's about five.
Oh, there's five. Okay.
Right.
This is already now really wound me up.
Yeah. This sounds like a day in my life, right.
Well, it just really winds me up because in my head, we've talked about it before, haven't we, about how do we survive on the high street and, you know, how does things survive?
Yeah. Right.
I'm here. Right. They're there. They're there to make me a salad or a sandwich. We're literally not even a foot apart.
Right.
Is that a joke? A foot?
And I,
it's a Subway.
Yeah, foot long, yeah. And I can't order my food in the way that they're telling me that I can order, what need to order my food, but then they're not willing to help me.
Order.
Sort the problem.
Yeah. But did you move to another screen?
So, I moved to another screen. I did press it, and it did work. However, really slow. Like, really laggy.
Did you try another one, then?
And then when you went to push something, you know when it's off or off calibration?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
right. So I was almost having to offset my finger.
Can I just say, you really wanted this Subway, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would have walked off by now.
Yeah, do you know what?
And those two screens would have been in bits.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you know what? Very tempting. And this is how I know that I'm in the frame of mind to lose weight, because you know what Oasis is like with all the food offerings.
Yep.
It would have been so easy for me to go, no, sorry, I'm not having a salad. I'm going to go have a Five Guys. I'm going to go have this, that. But I purposely picked Subway because I could order a salad.
Mm.
Pushed it, and I'm trying to order a salad. But it then says salad, so I click salad. Which salad do you want? So I'm like, right, steak salad. Then it comes up with a list of, it just says extras. So it hasn't told me at any point on this screen what's in the salad. It just said steak salad. Now it's given me a list of 13 extras.
What, in a salad? There's not that many things in a salad,
is
there?
Well, this is why I'm studying now, going, do I now need to select my salad, or does it come with a certain salad and now I need to press my extras?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask those two guys?
So, I thought, I'll ask one of the guys. Right. One of them had disappeared into the back. Excuse me. He just looked at me. And you know when someone like nods their head a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like, does that look up a little bit?
Like, and I'm just... Ugh.
Yeah. Well,
excuse me. I did the nod for the purpose of the tape. I went, when you order a salad, when it says extras, are you ordering extras on top of the salad? Or does it already come with some salad and this is things on the top? He went, you just need to follow the prompts on the screen.
And did you? You walked off yet?
I know.
Why?
I was so mad. So in the end, I just went down, I selected some extras. When I went to the next screen, it then had some boxes that were already ticked. So I thought, all right, that's what obviously comes with it. But how would I know? If that screen comes after the extra screen, how would I know what extras I need?
Yeah.
And finally got to a point and then literally continue.
It said out of stock.
No, so this guy now at this point.
He must be laughing his nuts off.
He's leant against the back of the counter with his arms folded, just watching me.
And you want to give him your money?
Is this... Were you a young lad, by the way, or an old dad?
Late 20s.
Okay.
Right. Late 20s. The other guy that was working with him was probably early 30s.
Right.
And I'm like...
Well, he saw your face and thought, I'm off.
And I had to press my thumb into... Like, continue. Went on. Do you want a foot-long cookie? No, thank you.
A foot-long cookie?
Yeah. No, thank you. No. Honestly, however I didn't put my fist through this screen, I've no idea. Next thing, do you want a drink? No. Do you want to make it a meal? No. Do you want to add any extras? I'm like...
Do you want to donate anything to charity?
You know when you start to think...
Would you like any lettuce with this salad?
Is somebody taking... Like, yeah. Is somebody taking the mic now?
Yeah.
Right? Finally got through, continue. Payment goes through, taps my phone, payment took. His screen next to him goes, oh no, sorry, do a bit at the end. Add bag. Yeah, 10p.
A bag?
I thought, well, I don't need a bag. Mm. As in, it's just a box salad, and I'm literally walking out of Meadowhall and driving home, so I don't need a bag. You can't take it off. So you've got to buy a bag.
You've got to buy a bag.
Right?
That's outrageous.
You've got to buy a bag. So I'm like, it's literally isolated out. I can't. But in the end, I thought, well, I'm not worried about 10p. Whatever.
I would be. That'd be my problem.
Continue. Paid the thing. I mean, this guy was literally stood with his arms folded, leant back. The screen next to him goes ping. He looked at the screen and then just started making my salad.
Wow.
And I'm just like, never said a word to me. Right?
Wow.
Made my salad. Yeah. Put it in the box. And then just placed the box on the counter. Turned around and went to walk off. I went, excuse me. And he turned around. I went, where's my bag?
Yeah.
He went, oh, do you need a bag? I says, well, I paid for one. At this point, I didn't give a shit about the bag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But absolutely.
It's a principle.
Devilman and principle.
It's just, do you know what I mean? And then, don't get me wrong, the salad was lovely, the food was lovely, everything was, but you know when you kind of walk away from a situation going, I work in hospitality. Right, I understand that going to Subway is not going to be...
Do you know who I am? Yeah.
I understand that going to Subway isn't going to be a, you know, that kind of... But just basic customer service, surely.
Yeah.
Basic manners.
But why do they need to? You're going to buy it anyway.
Well, yeah, I have heard a rumour that they're all closing down.
Really?
Well, I can tell you what I would have done.
No wonder they were miserable then.
And now I don't know whether the rumour is they're all closing down... full stop across the UK, or whether the room I've heard is they're closing down in Meadowhall. I don't know.
I can tell you what I would have done.
Ooh.
I would have purposefully added a footlong Subway, a cookie, and something else. And I'd have paid for it. And then I'd have walked up to him and said, really sorry, mate. I've accidentally pressed these three things. Can you take them off for me, please?
Do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if they gave me an helpline number.
Yeah. Can you email head office? Yeah.
I don't want it to be awkward.
They're open on a Wednesday, third week.
I don't want to create them
work.
You know,
when you just walk away from a situation, you're just like, just basic human beings, just basic human behaviour. And it's just like, it blows my brain.
In fact, I'd have even waited till they made them. And then when you put them outside, they're going, oh, I didn't order them, mate. Mm. Oh, yeah, it's on here. Oh, I don't want them, mate. Mm. Don't want them. I must have done that by accident on screens.
Anyway, that's my rant. Sorry.
Hey, and you'll never guess what.
What?
Marks and Spencer's in Meadowhall, they sell salads.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you could have gone to Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So there's my rant.
I ain't got a rant.
I wouldn't have been a rant.
Have you got a rant, Mark?
No, traffic lights.
Oh. You can't just make one up.
No. I don't mean just. There's a bit more. Traffic lights at night on roundabouts.
Yes, I know where you're going with this.
Right. What is the point? Just switch them off. I don't...
Yeah, when you start waiting I don't nothing understand. Else is coming and you're on red.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Fine during day, but at night, I mean, I drive home obviously late at night after my DJ. I go through same roundabouts. They've got track lights on them. I don't understand. Why?
So what time do you think they should be switched off?
Well, let's say 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's early. Okay.
I'll barter with you. 11.
11? All right.
Well, is that too early still?
And what time will they switch back on?
I don't know.
4 a.m.
4.
4? Okay.
Just think of electricity they'd save.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah. What,
they'd save electricity.
Yeah. Who switches them off?
Well, I'll do it for them if they want. I mean, I'm there, so I can't
get a job.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand. Do you know what I mean? I mean, because the thing is, it's not as if I'm not going to get to this roundabout at night and go, oh, traffic lights aren't working. Oh, what do I do? Because these roundabouts, I went on them years ago before they had traffic lights on. And I managed to negotiate the roundabout absolutely fine without these lights on. So I'm not going to suddenly get there and go, oh, I don't know what to do, and then be stuck there for 5 hours. I'm going to just go.
If you stood there because you sat
there in my car. You know what I mean? Just switch. I don't understand.
I mean, they have meant to have sensors on as well, aren't they? So that when you rock up to it, it should just change straight away because there's no one else there.
No. I mean, does some light still? I mean, that's a good point. It's a good point. There are sensors in the floor. What are they for? Do they?
In the floor?
Yeah, there
in
are.
The road, in the road, floor. Sorry. In the road, there are. There's like crisscross, isn't there? What are they for?
I don't know about for roundabouts, but yes, for traffic lights, the sensors are built under the tarmac.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, you can see them. They're like in the crisscross. It's like honeycomb.
You can definitely tell sometimes you get traffic lights and they change on your approach. And it's like, it knows I'm here.
It's called vehicle actuation.
Oh, right.
There's little sensors above them and they detect motion in vehicles.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were.
Yeah,
I didn't realise.
But I don't understand. I don't understand.
Aren't they on temporary traffic lights?
They're definitely on temporary traffic lights. Yeah. But you can also have timed.
Right.
If they're on temporary traffic lights, they'll be on fixed traffic lights as well.
Yeah, they definitely have got them, but maybe not in all of them. Clearly not the roundabouts you go on, Mark.
It just knows it's him.
I just don't understand them. Red. I just switch them off. I don't get it.
You didn't play Agadoo. Red light.
So that's my rant anyway.
Well, I ain't got a rant, but hey, guys, I released... Short the other day. The other week.
You released a short?
A short.
Is that on YouTube?
Accidentally or...
No.
YouTube.
I released... I did put it on YouTube and I put it on Instagram and I put it on TikTok. And on TikTok,
if it's a short, it's probably on OnlyFans.
No, it's not my short. It's had 115,000 views.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. On what platform?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was that were? Mark, not knowing how to swipe off the same video. He's been sat watching it for the last 4 weeks.
What is it?
It's very quick. It's like 10 seconds.
Well, obviously, because it's TikTok.
And it's of...
a caravan.
It's a toilet cassette when it goes... Oh. When a mishap goes wrong. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Oh, you're going to go and watch it.
I think I've seen it. Is Gemma in it?
Yes.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you don't know what I'm talking about, then
I have seen the video.
I did exactly what I got stuck on it. It's me 415,000 times.
If you haven't seen it, then you need to go on The Big Turtle.
Yeah, because it's on
TikTok, and you'll see it.
You're pulling a funny face in it, aren't you?
Well, it's a situation you don't want to be in as a caravan or a motorhome owner.
Well, this could go so many different ways. Speaking from experience.
Yeah. Well, watch it, mate.
So how many views?
115,000.
Well, and one coming up.
How many likes?
How long?
Three.
How long? Has it been on there for 6 years?
No, it's only been on there a couple of weeks.
Really?
Oh, gosh. This is the thing. When you go on it,
you just get bombarded.
It's had 116,000.
Oh, it's gone up 1,000. It's gone up 1,000 since your last look 10 minutes ago.
Hold on, I've got to... it's had 745 likes.
Wow.
Who's liking that?
I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because I'm not that well versed. It's had 45
comments. You said that in such a way that you were disappointed that people like his content.
And 51 people have saved it.
Have saved it. What are people doing?
In the favourites.
What?
What are people doing?
People looking at the app and going, what does this button do?
Somebody's woke up that day, looked at that and gone, oh my goodness me, that's one of my favourite TikToks ever. Oh, I like that, I'll save it. What? I just don't get that.
It's something for them to watch when they get stuck at a red traffic light.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you. But the thing is, right, because I never go on TikTok, but now, because obviously I like to go on and look at how well it's performing, I go on, but I end up going on to the page, whatever that thing's called, and it's so hard to not scroll.
Yeah. Doom scrolling. Genius.
Doom scrolling, yeah. Just watch this. I'll watch next one. Yeah. And you just get into this cycle of doing it.
Before you know it, you've missed your shift at work.
I think you watch a lot.
It's a form of addiction, I think.
It is.
Doom scrolling.
Drives behaviour, doesn't it?
It's just terrible.
But one of the things on there, right, I saw one thing the other day, and it was women asking guys certain names of things or phrases or things that women know that men don't seem to know.
I'm not even sure what you're saying.
I know. I don't know
what you're saying.
I've got an example.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, so...
washing machine.
So...
Dangerous.
What is a beauty blender?
A what?
A beauty blender.
A beauty blender?
Yeah. What's a beauty blender?
are these words women are using? And like now yeah, I'm going, I don't know what
you
that
said
means.
If you said to a woman, what's a beauty blender?
She'd know.
I mean, maybe there's not all women do, but...
There's a good chance she'll know.
Yeah, there's a good chance she'll know.
And is it a is this slang or something for something?
No.
Or?
A plastic
surgeon. It is
surgeon.
Actual thing.
A plastic it's a thing. Surgeon. I want another beauty blender to see what it can do with this. Got a right wart on me newers.
Is it something you can buy from, like, you can Boots buy or something?
Yeah, definitely buy it from
really?
Boots.
Really?
Buy it from Boots.
Does Kurt Simpson know? He's looking at me as if he knows.
No, I mean, I'd have a good guess. I'd have a good...
What do you think it is?
Some sort of makeup applicator?
Yes.
Oh.
Not applicator, but...
Okay.
Is it something they put makeup in and it blends and then you put it on the face?
Nope.
It's all right, Mark's just got this vision. I can imagine Mark's got this vision.
Not me.
Not you, other one, of this blender on the side. On the side. Well, that's how you make soup.
It's not made by Ninja.
Oh, I'm out.
So, I guess it's something to...
It's makeup related.
Yeah,
that's what I've just said.
Yeah.
But it's not an applicator.
It's not an applicator.
No, it doesn't apply. Is
it an applicant?
No.
It's something they mix the makeup in, isn't it? Is it like a little dish or something?
You're getting there.
Oh, just tell us.
What do they mix in?
It's a small egg-shaped sponge for blending makeup. So
I've seen one of them.
I'm scared.
Like, Ellen's probably got one.
Darcy's got them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like little eggs.
An
egg here, and I pretend it were a sponge.
I'm glad you said it were a sponge.
I thought it was just called a beauty sponge or something.
No. Called a beauty blender.
Well, they call them beauty blenders.
I thought it were
beauty blenders.
An egg sponge.
Here's an easy one.
Oh, I was just about to say, I bet he's brought a list of them.
Oh, I have. I have.
Have you asked Gemma for all
strap
these?
Strap in.
What is a French manicure?
Well, is it a French bloke giving you a manicure?
Is that then with the white ends?
Oh.
Well, I was just about to say, I think I knew what a French tip were. I don't know what a French manicure is.
When you get onto it, you realise that there's the Americans doing it a lot. So they all tend to call them different things, but a French tip would be the same thing.
A French tip?
Yeah.
So you knew what that were, Mark?
I just had a guess.
What did you say? Sorry, I was talking
to them white things on Indian nails.
What?
You know when girls have the nails done?
Yeah.
And they've got them where they're just like a white... I think you can have any colour.
I think
the idea is the French tip is when just the end is coloured.
Okay.
I think it is typically white, though.
Why is it called French? Is that just...
They probably did it first.
Maybe. It's a French tip.
Okay.
Well, another tip. One. What's a waterline?
That's when... You went to the bath and there's a line all the way around it.
Yeah. That's probably something I would say.
Yeah. Is it anything to do with a bikini line?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I know what it is. So you're better asking them.
Waterline.
Yeah, a waterline.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with their eyes?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not when you're like you're having a drink and you go, this tastes a bit funny. I need to ring the waterline up.
You're on the right track, Mark.
Yeah, but that's as far as I'm going to get, I think.
I actually learned this in college.
What?
Yeah.
What were you doing? Beauty and
the Beast. Yeah.
To do with we did a section, remember, on makeup. Did you attend college at that time?
I did attend it.
So
yeah.
Applying stage makeup and stuff. Yeah. And I learned it during that time when we did our stage makeup course.
And what is it?
So it's like the inside of your eyelid, the bottom of your eyelid.
Correct.
So, you know, like your bottom
the inside
eyelid.
Of your eyelid.
Yeah, so like, you know... Yeah.
What do you need to know what that is for?
Well, it's where they put the eyeliner.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Inside your eye?
Yeah.
No, just outside the eyelid.
Mark's got versions of pulling their eyelid out and colouring the inside.
Yeah. When you go to sleep at night, you've got all pretty colours.
But I'm right in thinking that, is that where guys put... Would guys put makeup on that waterline?
Well,
sometimes?
These days, some men do that,
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've all got a waterline.
We've all got
a waterline.
Yeah, we've all got a waterline.
What's the money
we've
piece?
We've all got a waterline. We're just women.
What's the money piece?
A money... Money piece? This sounds something like...
I know what I'd guess at.
A money piece. Is this something to do with OnlyFans or something?
Nope. What is a money piece?
A money piece?
I don't know.
he didn't guess, that's his problem. You've instantly made him uncomfortable.
No,
money's nothing to do with it, is it? I don't think money's anything to do with it. It's just...
No.
No.
Is it like a mantelpiece where you put money?
No.
All right.
Does Kirk know?
It's not the fanny, no.
This can't what? Say that.
No, excuse it's me. Not.
Right, let me know how you get on. No, it's not.
Okay.
You're safe, Mark. It's not. It's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Money piece. I don't know. I don't.
I mean,
know.
Would the obvious answer be a purse?
You could say that because I'd see the relevance. I would never have got this in a million years.
A money piece.
Has Gemma told you all these?
No. This is what I've learnt from TikTok.
GPT.
Okay.
I'll put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
It's a blonde or brighter section at the front of the hair.
I thought they were called bangs.
No,
Bangs?
Yeah, I thought they were called bangs.
This is a bang.
I've heard of bangs, like where that little piece that comes out front.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the bangs.
In the 90s that kids think they've just invented now.
Yeah. A money pit. Why? What?
I know. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get it.
Bangs?
Yeah.
I thought money they were. Well, obviously, they're not called bangs. They're called money pieces, but yeah. I thought they were
Why?
Bangs.
Why? What money pit?
It's just a section at the front of the hair that is lighter.
Yeah, but both those words have no connection to that thing at all.
No.
Yep.
Anyway, are they getting harder, these?
What's a Cupid's bow?
A Cupid's bow?
Remember that film, Inner Space?
Yeah.
Great film, that, weren't it?
Yeah. It's something to do with the body part, isn't
it? Yeah, I loved it.
Do you know why I've just said that?
No.
You don't remember the song in it?
Well, I don't know what these two are on about. I'm trying to guess what
Cupid,
this...
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow glow.
Is it a body part?
It was in the film.
Yes.
Cupid's bow.
Is it something to do with belly button?
No.
Is it the eye area?
No, it's not.
Cupid's bow.
Mm. Cupid's bow.
Bow.
Cupid's bow.
Cupid's bow.
Can you give us a clue?
Cupid's it's bow. On your face.
Cupid's bow.
Is it something to do with your cheek?
Nope.
Lips.
Yes, it's to do with your lips.
Oh, is it this little
bit in between?
Correct.
That little bit there at the
yes,
top?
Yes, it is.
That's ah. No, that's your snot gutter.
Snot gutter.
Yeah.
Well, men call it a snot gutter and women call it
a Cupid's bow. Wow.
So, yeah. What is an LBD?
LBD?
Yeah, an LBD.
Oh, I know this.
Is it something you go to the doctors with?
Hold on, don't say
I
it.
I know this.
Hold on,
then. I know this.
Fire. Let me think. LBD.
You know
LBD.
It. You know it. You know
it's
it.
It's not something you go to the doctors with, Mark. No.
You know
well,
it.
You could.
You all know it. In fact, Mark, you would know it. You definitely, you know it. If it's what I think it is.
You know what? In the history of this podcast, every time Mark has said he absolutely knows something, he has no idea.
I think I do this.
Is it a lower back dimple?
Can I just...
That's not a bad guess in all fairness.
Can I just say it's not body? It's not anything to do with the body, is it?
No.
It is what I think it is.
So it is a lemon banana drink.
It might be in some parts of the world, but that's not what the LBD. Women refer to it as.
You know it, yeah. Kurt. You know it. You
LBD.
I mean, Mark, I would think Mark knows it, but you definitely know it when it's said. I bet you knew it, didn't you, Sir Wells?
Is it a cocktail?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
So LBD, and this is something that women would relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what it is.
I'm saying is if I'm asking questions.
Is the first thing legs?
No.
I don't know that.
The first one.
Let Mark go for it if he knows
go
it.
Go on then.
Go on, Mark.
Is it little black dress?
It is, Mark.
Oh, well done.
Well
yeah,
LBD. Done.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously.
How did you know that?
He's got one.
Yeah, I've got a few actually. Could you sue you?
I could just see you in your slip-on Skechers and a little black dress.
So do we think though that women actually said to each other, "What are you wearing tomorrow night? I'm going to wear my LBD."
I've heard that.
I imagine they'd just say,
if Ellen said that, I would dump her.
Women, dump her. You wouldn't survive an hour.
Yeah, unfortunately, she would never say it. That's why.
I imagine they'd just say, when we go out on Friday, I might just wear a little cheeky LBD. And
I've had women
a cheeky LBD. Yeah. That's like, I'm just going to get freedom and pour myself a cheeky LBD.
At my discos, I've had women say that to me in my younger days. What do you think of
LBD?
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
And I've got someone come to me while I'm a DJ. What do you think to me, LBD? Step aside.
Can I just say, I did say in my younger days, it doesn't happen any days, it doesn't happen now.
We never thought it did. None of us were thinking that, Mark, don't worry.
What is a kitten heel?
Oh, I know this.
A kitten heel?
Yeah, I know this.
A kitten heel.
I think it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's see what Mark thinks it is.
A kitten heel?
Yeah.
Mm. A shoe heel?
A what?
A shoe heel?
What? Shoes the right, yeah. Shoes the right thing.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
It's a shoe
with a small heel.
Yeah, it just didn't say a small heel.
Oh, right, sorry, but I knew. I think that's what you were getting at, though, weren't it? That it was a shoe with a heel. It was a type of heel.
Because he said heel,
I thought, well, it's got to be some.
It's really, really tiny. It's a really small heel.
Yeah.
Almost like a nail.
And then one last ones.
They don't just call sliders.
I'm loving these.
You will know what this is, but because it's how many days is the average period?
16?
No, I'm enjoying these.
I'm enjoying these.
12 months?
Are we talking like the Cretaceous period?
The what?
Said that wrong,
didn't I? Is that next to Jurassic?
Oh my God! But for the minute, I thought he was being serious in what he'd said. I was like, "Have you just said that and meant it? What did you mean? Do you mean the
Cretaceous period?
What does Cretaceous mean?
It's a period in dinosaur about millions of years ago. So they had the Jurassic period.
Yeah,
and we also had the Cretaceous period.
I didn't know that.
I did.
But you said crustacean period.
Yeah, that's where all the crabs and that came around.
You keep digging that hole.
Yeah, because they're crustaceans.
Yeah, absolutely. You keep digging. 7 days.
I've gone a bit dizzy.
You're going for 7 days.
Is it 4 days?
Well, it
varies, doesn't it?
On the one I watched, it said between 3 to 5 days.
Right.
Like four.
So a million years is wrong.
Boom, I'm right.
Yeah. Bang in the middle, Mark. Yeah. But yeah, that was it with all them that watched. But then another video popped up after that.
Oh, here we go.
And it weren't a thing. It was just a young... it was just a young person just talking. I don't know...
Sorry, listeners, for that.
Yeah, never mind me who's trying to talk.
Yeah.
And it was just a young... of Gen Z... talking, and but just some of the
what
words.
Is Gen Z now though?
Gen Z is anyone
in that
over
games console that Sega made.
a millennial, to be a millennial, the last millennial would be 28. I think that's where I
no, I'm a millennial.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we're millennials.
Is this Rob's last
millennial would be now currently be 28.
Yeah,
I read it the other week.
Yeah, or the last. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
The last.
So because I think millennials run from about 1981, 1982. We're just in that.
Yeah.
We're just in that.
Not you, Mark.
Oh, you, Mark!
I'm in Jurassic.
Millennials started in 1982, didn't they? Millennials started then.
But then went up to the mid-90s or whatever.
Yeah, and then to anyone that's older than 28.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. And then, so is Gen Z then the ones after them?
Yes.
Because we're on Gen Alpha now, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah.
What people alpha, that are born now?
So like my youngest, Noah, he's a Gen Alpha.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? You know these names that we have? Who actually goes, right, I'm going to decide what that name is? Who decides on that?
I'm assuming that next year's going to be Bravo, is it?
I'm guessing so. But what? I don't know who. What? I don't know who says, right, on this day it changes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who comes up with these names? I mean, Gen Z.
You know
Z.
What I blame?
Gen Z,
Keir Starmer,
Trump, social media.
Yeah, they have to put you into categories so they can separate you from everybody else and cause arguments. Yeah.
All right, so Gen Z, we're talking what from like 13, 14 up to about 17, 18 at the minute.
It must be even older than that.
Probably be older than that.
Yeah,
26, 27.
Yeah. And it were a female talking. And just some of the words that she was saying, I'm thinking, I don't even know what that means. And I've heard people say, like, one of the thing I've heard people say, bear.
That's bear good. Bear
sick, bear good.
Bear sick,
and, yeah. And you're like, so yeah. That's very good.
That's when they send the vet in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very good. Why not just say it's very good? Mm-hmm. Not bear. It's bear good. Mm. What? But some of the ones. So let's see if you get one of these.
Got another list.
Yeah. Oh, we've got
another list. It's not even.
I like these. I like these things.
Slay.
Little black shoe heel.
Slay.
Yeah.
Christmas.
That means good.
Like you're doing something.
Yeah. Like
good.
Get it. Yeah.
Get it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it says. Get it's, it. Like, it's get it. Like go. And, it. Yeah. You go and get it. Slay.
Oh. Well, in all fairness, I have heard one of my kids go like slay girl.
Yeah, Slay Queen.
Yeah, Slay Queen.
Slay Queen.
Slay Queen.
That's what that girl said. What? Slay Queen. And yes, Queen. Yas Queen.
What?
You know where they went? Y, double A-S, Yas Queen. And what is this terminology?
Who comes again? Who's reinventing this stuff? Who's coming up with it?
Some of these I ain't even got an answer for.
Oh, brilliant.
You're just going to say them.
Pick me energy.
Do what?
Pick me energy.
Pick me energy.
Pick yeah. me energy.
Pick me energy. Now I think. I did
find.
Pick me. So and they refer to it as he's a pick me or something, and it's where it's someone that likes attention.
Wow.
They're a pick me.
Sorry, just to be clear, because you're saying pick me.
Pick
and
me.
He's saying pygmy.
No, it's
and every time he says pygmy, you're saying yes, and I'm confused.
No.
Is it pygmy
no.
or is it pick me?
Pick me.
Pick.
Yeah.
And that's somebody that's wanting attention.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine when they're saying pick, I'm getting pick me energy.
Right.
Must be I'm getting vibes that they're like.
Well, so right. Somebody like so somebody they're getting attention yeah. off someone right. there, but yeah. obviously,
it's a vibe.
Right.
A vibe.
Yeah. It's
I
a
just
vibe.
Feel as though, listen, I feel as though everybody's saying vibe at the minute
yeah.
for everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like whether it's, or the vibe was good, or the vibe was bad, or he's giving me the vibe, or they've given me the vibe, or it was the nice vibe, or I feel as though it's just being used constantly.
Yeah.
But I don't actually know what they mean by it.
Well, all I understand it to be is it's a thing. It's a
atmosphere. A feeling.
A good feeling. Yeah, I'm getting a good feeling about it. Or that
I
sort
use
of
vibe
thing.
Sometimes. I'll go if I go in a pub. I'll go. It's a nice vibe in
oh,
here.
Oh yeah, I'm getting a good vibe in
but
here.
But that's
yeah.
probably not how young people are using
yeah.
it.
Well, they just say it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
I'm vibing. Yeah, I'm vibing this. Yeah. You're like what?
Vibing.
I'm
what
vibing this.
I don't get it. Riz.
Ah well, I know what that is.
I've heard of Riz, but I forgot.
Do you know what Riz means, Mark?
In fact, I think it were weren't it word at year last year or something.
I think it was. Yeah.
It might be.
Oh, yes, I do know.
They'll
now
say
you
like
said that.
He or she's got Riz.
Yeah.
He or she's got Riz. Do you know what it stands for?
It's an abbreviation
of
Rizzler.
Roll up. As it rolls.
Green ones, big ones.
Yeah. Do you know what it stands for?
No, I forget. No.
Christmas.
Oh,
he does know.
You tease.
Yeah.
Charisma.
Yeah, yeah charisma.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, that's
so,
it.
Ability to pull girls. You've got game. Yeah. So, I've
Ludo.
That's a game.
Yeah, that's a game. Yeah.
That's a vibe.
I've got Riz. Drip.
What, like, as in, he's a drip. He's a right.
Nope.
He's a right.
Nope. It's like a waste of space.
Nope.
That's what it used to be.
No. Nope.
Oh, yeah. Your drip.
So, yeah. I'm going to have a guess.
Yeah.
A serious guess.
Yeah.
Is it jewellery?
No, not particularly, drip. No.
Oh.
No.
Drip.
In context, I'd say, I don't know, I'd get slammed if we've got any Gen Z listening, but...
I don't think we have to worry about
that. You've already turned off, Rob.
He's got good drip. He's got good drip. Drip.
What, personality?
No. Nice shoes? Close.
What did you say, Mark?
Nice shoes.
Close.
Oh, he's got style. Nice style.
Pretty much well-dressed. Drip
okay,
is fine. Like what you're wearing
oh.
and how you look, how you present yourself.
Wow. Right. Again, who's coming up with that? Who's
going,
right, let's use the word drip.
But
it's even
things that, have you seen them people write on social media posts? Felt cute, might delete later. I don't know.
As
have
what?
You seen that?
No.
I've seen it so many times.
What algorithm
are you on?
What profiles are you looking at?
10-year-olds.
What are you looking at?
This is even on so. This is all like Instagram. They'll literally
I'm sure
put
it
a
is,
on,
but I'm not looking at any of them.
It, they'll write it on the thing, and it literally says.
Yeah,
felt
but none
cute.
Of my friends are. They're all old.
Felt cute. Might delete later. IDK. Which stands for I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
And I just
that?
Think...
Remember that? You sit in the toilet, so-and-so and so-and-so, IDST.
Yeah. Can you remember what it stood for?
No, IDST.
If destroyed, still true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember, I could, like, yeah, yeah. School. Yeah.
But I just don't get it. It felt cute. Might delete later. I don't know. Well, make your mind up.
Yeah, what sort of messages...
Because it's obviously a way for someone to put a picture of themselves on. That they think might be a bit taboo or might be a bit self-loathing or I don't know, I'm putting this on. So they write, they seem to put this, felt cute, might delete later. I don't know.
Felt cute.
Well, just decide whether you're going to delete it and don't put it on. Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
Just decide what you're going to do. Yeah,
decide.
It just annoys me when I see it. I see it all the time and I think, it's what? Annoying. Felt cute.
Where have you seen it?
I put a picture of me and a pair of Speedos on. I didn't put
you,
felt
what
cute.
In reply to that?
I just put, listen, I think I look fantastic, so I'm putting it on my post for you all to see. Do you know what I mean? Just own it.
Is that, Rob, is that what you're doing? You see these people, these teenagers putting this on.
Teenagers.
And you're putting a picture in reply. You're putting a picture of you and your Speedos in reply. Is that what you're doing?
No.
Is that what's happening here?
No, you just own it, don't you? If I'm going to put a picture on that I like of myself, I'll put it on. I don't write, felt cute, might delete later. I'm not sure. I've not thought about it yet, but when I do, I might delete it. So look at it now because it might be gone tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but yeah. I'm mad.
Anyway, that were it really. Gen Z with all these words and things to come out. I work with lads that are younger, a lot younger than us, and the things they come out with. I have to sit there sometimes thinking, I daren't ask, but I feel like I need to ask because I don't know what the hell they're on about. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
What I can't wait for is when this generation that's doing all this messages stuff. Is when next generation comes along and they make words up and they don't understand them because that's what's ultimately going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it does evolve, doesn't it?
I tell you what's weird, though, right? It's like language evolves, like you say, and it, you know, I'm sure there's words that we used and stuff like that that our parents probably went what or whatever. But how come all this language has evolved over time, like years and years? Like even like if you went back 200 years or 300 years, they'd speak very differently to how we spoke and stuff like that. But swear words have always been the same.
Yeah.
We need more. You mean we need some new ones?
Yes, we do. Hey, let's come up with a new swear word.
Yeah. Hey, that's an idea. Now we're talking.
Oh, Mark's woke up.
Let's come up with a new swear word.
What, and see if it catches on?
Yeah.
What swear word? What could it start with?
P.
P, oh.
P's a good letter, isn't it?
P.
So it can't be a word that already exists. It's got to be a new word.
A new word?
Yeah.
A brand new word?
Of course, yes.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, all words have been invented, haven't they?
Can it not be a word that
what
means
would it mean?
Something already, but then we're being...
No, like a noise.
It's not inventing a new swear word. That's just picking a word and saying, oh, by the way, now that's a swear word.
Well,
if we're going to invent a swear word, we need to invent a swear word.
These new kids are doing that. Drip. I mean, that's not a new word, is it? They're just using it for someone else.
They are. But we're more intelligent than that.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we've got to invent a new word then.
Yeah, so P.
Well, it starts with P.
Yeah.
Should we?
Can't be pleb.
No.
Pillock.
No.
Prick.
Are we just going to need P word?
Are we going to keep bleeping the rest of this episode?
We'll have to come back and work on that, won't we?
What?
Pret.
Pret. That's Pret. Glue.
Pret.
Yeah, Pret.
Pret. It's not. It's not going to flow, is it? They're not going to have it.
Pika.
If anyone's got any ideas, listeners, of a completely new word, made up word that we could invent as a new swear word, show us on our socials.
If we do come up with a new swear word, like I said, we've got the word. Then what's it going to mean? We can't just go, it's a swear word. Well, it's because all swear words have a meaning, don't they?
They do, yeah. Like, so some of them have several meanings.
Well, of course.
But I don't think you can feel that. I don't think you can decide that until you know what the word is.
Oh, so we've got to invent it and then...
Some words, and the thing is, when you get a really good swear word that you just...
Don't say it.
I'm not going to...
Don't say
it. It just hits right.
Because I know what word you're thinking of, don't say it.
These days.
I don't know what word he's thinking of.
I don't know if it's because it's so...
Mark will walk out in a minute.
I'm not going to say it. But you know...
I'm a bit lost. I don't know what word he's thinking
of. Well, I'm just getting to the point of there's words that you say and they just
flow off
correctly.
Your tongue.
Like you go, that's the right word for this moment. You know, like...
Well, the F word is that's, I mean, that's used.
No, that's too common now.
Well, it is common, but what I'm saying is it's very versatile, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's very versatile.
Yeah. And also, now
it's easy to say as
well.
It's
almost accepted.
You don't want to have something like Piff Stack or something like that.
Bit too long winded, really.
Piff Stack.
Piff Stack. That could be our word.
Yeah, the F word is, it's just overly used now, isn't it? It doesn't mean anything. But, like, I absolutely love the word pillock.
I like pillock.
And it's
or how many times in your life have you heard that, Rob?
A lot worse, mate.
Or plank.
Plank, it's yeah.
Plank.
I mean, I've said about swear words before, like, why don't we just use swear words, like everyday words, and then they don't become
swear words.
And they don't become swear words.
Yeah. I've said that.
Well, it does feel like that's what's happening these days.
It's only us that make that, you know, because it's just a word, isn't it?
It doesn't...
Why don't we just do that? And then
because Southerners really do like the C word, don't they? I'm not saying it.
No,
but they do like that word, don't they? And up north, it just seems to be a lot harsher than what it seems down south.
It's harsh all across the UK. I get what you mean. I do get what you mean. But I think that's because of its connotations to do with more gang culture in London, which is then televised and dramatised.
Once upon a time...
You don't walk around London and everybody's just using it.
No, that's true.
Chewbacca.
But once upon a time, a certain amount of F words in a film would determine that it's an 18.
Yeah.
Well, you could have plenty of F words now in a film and it probably wouldn't even make a 12.
I'm going to say, I think I've heard F words in 12 films.
Oh, yeah.
It's more relaxed than it's ever been.
Don't
even get me started.
I remember, as we all will remember... Certain songs that might have one swear word in it, and all of a sudden there's got to be a radio edit, you know, and there's or whatever, or there's a river. You just listen to a song. I can just be listening to a song, not on the radio, I must admit, but listening to a song or whatever, and I'm like, they just said what I thought.
Yeah.
What I think they've just... Or the connotation with certain things. You know, I mean, there was literally... Don't worry, Mark. Don't faint, right? But
not
there was
me.
Literally a song released, correct me if I'm wrong, called WAP.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I take it we all know what WAP stands for. Don't say it, Rob.
I'm not going
to
say it.
But I take it we all know what WAP stands for.
It's your Wi-Fi access password, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
That's what it is, Mark.
But that was a real song. A real song sung about it.
Yeah.
Called that.
Yeah.
I can't connect because I've forgotten what it is.
Into the public.
I believe it got to number one.
Really?
Yes. And people are worrying about songs like some Christmas songs because they're like,
Fairy Tale of New York.
We can't play that. Yeah, that's about that. And you go, I don't understand what's going off. I mean, I spend a lot of time editing songs for that reason. Mm. You know the urban stuff that I play at the 18th and stuff.
There's a song
they
that
don't
came
seem
on.
To be bothered, but obviously I'm bothered because I can't for my venues.
A song that's in the charts at the minute came on my Amazon Music the other day, and honestly, I nearly messaged you all to say.
So you're the listener.
how your kids were like? I can't remember what it's called, but it starts with a female talking about. Wearing a short skirt and looking sexy, but it's like I don't know if it's something like I bend over so you can see my, and you're like,
are you sure?
I'm sorry. What?
I think we need to look at your algorithms on your stuff, Rob, to be honest. Because up to now, what you've sat here and said tonight is you've gone on social media. Bear in mind, these algorithms are built for you based on what you watch.
Yes.
Right? Now, just to give you some idea, I go on TikTok and what I see is either clips from comedy stand-up or Formula One. It's pretty much, or sim racing. It's pretty much what I see on mine.
And if I went on mine, it'd be like gardening or something.
Gardening?
No, you know what I mean?
Gardening, right? And up to now, you've sat here in a public forum and said that you was looking through TikTok and you've got terms that women know that men don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And teenagers giving slang and teenagers saying they look cute and they might delete later. Now you're talking about Amazon, where the first song that just popped up on your playlist is about a small skirt bending over.
No, it's nothing to do with that. It was just a normal playlist.
I think you need a DBS check.
Sorry, just a bit of a random question I've been meaning to ask Mark this.
Me?
Other one. When is it you go to see Oasis again?
It's the, well, we're watching them on the 19th of July. Mm-hmm. We're going down on, well, across.
He's going a week before.
On the 18th of July.
Soon be here, that, you know.
Where are you seeing them again, Mark?
At Heaton Park in Manchester.
Oh.
Hey, that's what I meant to say to you boys. That podcast festival's coming to Sheffield again.
Oh, is
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we've had a phone call for it yet, have we?
We haven't, no. I tweeted James, the organiser.
Did you?
Last year or again this year. All right.
Yeah, what about this year?
We're not famous enough, I don't think.
But you think that because we're local... They'd have a section for upcoming or new or local.
Independent.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to make Sheffield like a bit of a podcast sort of city.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it, but they want to sell tickets
and not turn people away.
Yeah.
Which is what we might do.
Yeah.
I just can't understand why, like, even if we message them and said, look, hey guys, we're here. You know, we're local, we're independent.
Yeah, we don't want any money. We don't want any, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, can we come on before someone else for 15 minutes of warm-up
or afterwards with a mop.
what four of us with a mop? All cleaning. Time at the bar, please. I know this is really random, but were you selling tickets and stuff and what have you? I tell you what, I saw the day a poster for a theatre. I don't know what theatre, Bradford or somewhere. You know that guy that does, he's called Tiny Tib, and he does like a child's voice.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm watching it over there.
You're watching,
I watched one and I was crying with laughing. I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I watched one afterwards and it was rubbish.
Yeah.
Well, the point I was going to say is I saw a poster. He's doing a tour.
Yeah.
He's doing stage stuff.
Really?
And I'm like, what, really? I mean, I'm pleased. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but I'm like, it's gone from that to that.
But the thing is, if you saw him on stage and you didn't know who he were, you'd be thinking, where's his doll?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you'd think he were a ventriloquist, that.
Yeah.
Very clever how he does it.
Mm. Yeah.
Very clever. Absolutely.
It is. It's brilliant, but it is all the same.
That's what I mean. Like, it's the same. I watched one and I thought, this is brilliant. But then the one afterwards, I was like, yeah, not really bothered now.
It's like, I really like the guy on TikTok that does Peter Poppleton.
Yes.
So he's
Yeah, he uses the old man filter, doesn't
he? Yeah, and he does like...
the spicy challenge.
Spicy challenge and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
Because at first, I genuinely thought you were an older guy. And then when you're flicking, you can start to see his filter, and I was like, oh, he's not actually as old as he looks there.
It's very funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody that we know is doing quite well on TikTok, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Emily
Warbank.
Yeah.
My gosh, she interviewed... Jack Black.
Yes, from the Minecraft film.
Well, yeah. that's not what he's from.
No, but that's what he was there promoting. Yeah. And she also interviewed the cast from A Thousand Blows.
Yeah.
Wow. And stuff.
Oh, so she's doing incredibly
well.
A Thousand Blows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying anything. I'm just...
But I think she's got, is it nearly 2 million followers now?
Yeah. She's pretty much, at the minute, signed by Disney Plus.
Yeah. If you are listening, Emily, well done.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Very much that.
Local
listening.
Girl done well.
Yeah. We'd like to go on a podcast, really. Yeah.
Well, we would, but she's probably too famous.
Too busy.
Too famous for us
too
now.
Too famous for us.
Too famous for us now.
Anyway, shall we spin the wheel?
Why the hell not?
I think we should.
We shall.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So, there's nothing from last week then, so shall I spin the wheel?
You can do, yeah.
Okay. Right, we're ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
Oh.
Who's it going to be?
Complete. Lyric analysis. Complete. AI. Jukebox. Jam. 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 Jam.
Jam. Jam.
Connection lost.
Right, so AI jukebox jam.
Yep.
You know the score by now.
We do. I mean, Mark probably doesn't.
It's a song.
Yes.
Okay.
So, something is about longing, love, and the journey to reunite with a missed partner.
Saving Private Ryan.
Something.
It's a song. Do you not know how these things work? God, blimey.
Something is about longing, love, and the journey to reunite with a missed partner.
What is it with you and love songs?
Journey would be a
I'm going to say, is it endless love?
Journey, is that the band?
No, it's not the band, but Journey would be a little hint.
Is it Journey? Stop believing.
No. I'll get you one more time. Something is about longing, love, and the journey to reunite with a missed partner. And I'll leave you with that till next week.
All right. Okay. Happy days.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks, boys.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat@gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.